Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So, today for Goals Question Time, I got the pleasure of being joined by Joseph Oria. Hi, Joseph.
Hi. Good day.
So, I've had the honor of working with Joseph on Just Imagine If, which is Paul Lindley's initiative to support social entrepreneurs. And Joseph has got a fantastic story about the venture that he's been running in Nigeria. So, Joseph, great to have you. Could you give me a bit of an introduction? Give us our listeners and that, a bit of an introduction about yourself and that first, please, and where you live in Nigeria.
Okay, hi everyone. I'm Joseph Oya from Nigeria, Benue State in Nigeria. I'm the co-founder and the lead at Pedu Innovation Lab, a social enterprise that is focused on connecting young people from poverty and displacement with access to quality education and digital skills here in Nigeria.
Good, good. And tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to create Pedal iLab first, before we get into the detail of what you're delivering now.
Okay, so growing up, I come from a remote village, Jatoka, here in Nigeria. And having lost my parents at a very tender age, I was faced with so much difficulties in affording an education. There has been a lot of challenges with access to educational materials and limited number of teachers in school. So later on, I was privileged enough to be helped by someone who took me out from the village where I grew up from to the city where I was able to get an education. Having seen that education can really change my life, I was inspired to see how I could help address similar challenges faced by other young people that must have found themselves in my position. So I started Pedu iLabs so we can see how we can connect them to access to education and access to skills so that they can try for a better future for themselves and even for their communities as well.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. So that's a great personal driving force behind what you're doing. Now explain to us what Pedal iLabs does and what you're delivering and that to these teachers and to students.
Okay, so at Pedal iLabs, what we do is we develop portable mobile classrooms that are powered by solar energy with AI platform, virtual platform that enable learners to connect and get access to educational content, educational resources. So we've structured the whole technology to work in off-grid areas and on-grid areas that have access to the internet and those that do not have access to the internet. Yeah.
So this comes in a box with 50 tablets, solar powered. And tell us a bit about the lessons that you're providing and what are the age of the students and what are they learning?
Okay, so we are focused on age 6 to 18, from the lower primary down to the lower secondary school, that's from primary 1 down to GSS 3. Student from the age of 6 down to the age of 18, and then we provide them with learning materials, lessons that are based in literacy, skills development, and mathematics. So in the literacy aspect, we provide them with lessons that teach them how to read, how to write, how to have communication with people and all of that. And then in the mathematics, we do basic arithmetic, introduction to numbers, basic arithmetic calculations up to board maths and all of that. And then in the skills development, we teach them courses like basic computer appreciation, MS Word, Microsoft Word, word processing, Excel, graphic design, coding, basic coding languages, and all of that. Because we really want to see how we can help them connect to lifelong learning opportunities, because the whole world is driven by technology at this point, IT and all of that. So we are some sort of bridging two gaps, the gaps between them having access to technology, digital tools, and the gap of them having access to quality education. Yeah.
Excellent. And at what locations and what schools, where have you done, where have you implemented this so far, and how many children's lives have you changed?
Okay, so currently we have implemented in Benue State, Nigeria, the mid-belt part of Nigeria. We have implemented in five schools, and then we have also implemented in three internally displaced persons camps, just like refugee camps. These are people that have been displaced by farmers' herders crisis, the Boko Haram crisis, and all of that. So the numbers here in Nigeria are really high, because when people are displaced from their communities, they move into host communities, and there is no provision for housing them, these displaced persons. So the places they move into are usually schools. So it then becomes that the communities that are being hosting them also become like a displaced community, because children in that particular community would no longer have access to their classroom, because their classroom will become internally displaced persons camp. So the numbers of out of school children keep growing and growing and growing. It will interest you to know that Nigeria has over 20 million out of school children currently as we speak, and the numbers are going up, because there are issues of conflict, crisis, climate change, disaster, and all of that. So with our implementation in these three IDP camps and in these five schools, we have been able to impact 5,000 children at the moment, and we are still counting. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. So it's fantastic work, and that you, Joseph, you were doing with Pedal iLabs and your team and that there. What is it you need now to scale up what you're doing and support to more community?
Okay. Currently, we are looking at how we can scale our impact so that we can spread across other parts of Benue State and be able to reach other parts of Nigeria that are experiencing the same challenge, and even other parts of Africa. Currently, what we need resources, we need support in hardware provision, energies. Our solution is powered by solar energy. Customized designs. We're looking forward to organizations or companies that can provide us resources that we can have either purchase or direct designs of our energy systems. We also need support with our hardwares, the computers we are using. Usually we are using tablets. So in this aspect, either we can get access to direct purchase of tablets, either collaborations with support of donations of tablets that we can actually republish and still use for this purpose, and then also funding for the overall operation of our services and deployment of the solution in the communities that we are targeting to reach and the beneficiaries.
Yeah, so and your team, tell us a little bit about your team, and we'll come back to the actual sort of financial ask in that in a moment. What's your team made up of? Who's going to be delivering that?
Okay, so yeah, we I don't do this alone. I have a team of six friends that work with me as board of directors, but we have like 25 permanent working members in the company so far. But these board of directors are people from different fields of studies, ranging from software engineers, human resource developers, engineers, and myself in education. We have an amazing combined 35 years experience in all of these fields that we are bringing to the table and putting forward the work that we are doing at PAYU iLabs.
Great, great. And I was inspired. I've been through your financial plan and that with you and seen how that sort of all sort of stacks up. So that's great. So in terms of how much money are you looking for to be able to, to get the refurbished iPad tablets, to build the solar panels and to build out the software? What's your sort of financial ask, and how many new ch children will that be able to impact positively?
Okay, so we are looking at US$200,000. This would help us to invest in our hardware, software, our team, and operation. And this financing would help us to grow from 5,000 to reach 12,000 beneficiaries in the next 18 months. That's like our short-term plan. And then our 5 years goal mission is to see how we can connect 50,000 beneficiaries, and then we keep on scaling sustainably like that and reaching a wider beneficiaries.
And in terms of maintaining this to be a sustainable venture, so that you need to have income, you need to be, focused on how you make sure you keep building and servicing these. Tell us a little bit about how you're paying for that to be sustainable and ongoing.
Okay, so we've developed a business model that helps us to make this a scalable and a sustainable business. Even though we are a social enterprise, it will only make us sustainable if we are able to generate revenue. So currently, what we're focusing on is direct sales of this solution to educational institutions that can afford the solution. Currently, we sell at the price of US$2,500 to these educational institutions. Yeah, so when we sell to them, the students that are going to connect to have access to our educational content will need to pay subscription fee of half a cent. That's like 0.20 USD for every month to be able to connect and have constant interactions with our learning materials and all of that. So the funding we'll be able to get from there would keep the business running from that aspect, and then we'll still be able to fund the aspect of connecting those that cannot afford the solution that we are providing, those that are displaced and those that are in remote areas that cannot have access to it. Also, we are looking at having partnerships with organizations that are driven by what we are doing and the ones that really want to reach young children to build a better future, connect them to education and all of that. So we are open for partnerships. We are open for partnerships. Yeah.
Excellent, Joseph. Thank you very much for sharing your message and that with us. And we hope to support you further. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk to the world about what we are doing at PAYU iLabs. And we hope that so many persons that are watching this video will be inspired that they can begin from where they are, no matter with what they have. It all begins with putting up forward the change. If you think there's change, there's a need that needs to be addressed, just begin with what you have. I mean, I began with nothing from my personal financing, bootstrapping as a student, as a struggling student for that matter, who does not have access to education, but I'm here today speaking to you. So yeah, I should be an inspiration to you and be inspired that you can achieve whatever you set out to achieve. You just need to put in the work. So thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity.
Joseph, you are inspiring. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we'll do what we can to really support you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You can see an additional video and see more of Joseph and Pedal iLab's story. Please do spread the word about his inspirational work. And thank you for listening, and please give us a 5-star like and share.